else is wrong, but not to make a big deal out of it. Say something like, I know that story isn't true, and then explain why it's important to tell the truth if you want others to trust you. If lying gets to be a habit, you'll need to discipline your child by implementing consequences. But often the tall tales go away if we provide the proper guidance when our kids are young. For more parenting advice, go to families.org.au.
You are listening to Reach Beyond Australia, but we also like to hear from you. If you have a comment on our programs, want to give us a signal report, or simply ask a question, we would love to hear from you. Our email address is radio@reachbeyond.org.au. That's the word radio, the at symbol, followed by the words reachbeyond.org.au. Reach Beyond Australia. Life-changing radio.
Light and life.
Hello, it's Chris for the Solvers. This week, our guest Lee shares where life took her growing up with alcoholic parents and the ironic twist that occurred. It's a real story of hope. Aaron shares Alan's story. His wife abandoned him at his hospital bed after he had a heart attack. But there was someone else who didn't abandon him, and he found real freedom. Maris helps us to stick at our marriage during the tough times. And there's more to help us find freedom.
Stop. Reflect. Refocus. This is Going Deeper.
An amazing account this week. Alan told War Cry magazine how his life took a turn for the unexpected when he was in his 30s, with a broken marriage, a failed relationship, and the passing of both parents within 4 months of each other. Both died early, at 60, from massive heart attacks. His father died in his arms on the lounge room floor. 20 years later, Alan had a heart attack himself. On the morning of his surgery, his then-wife took their two boys and abandoned him. Over time, both boys turned up on his doorstep and are in his life today. 10 years later, Alan had another major heart attack. He was scared. He didn't want to die and didn't know what would happen if he did. Now, there was a lady with him. She was a Christian and suggested that they pray. He angrily told her to leave and not to come back. Finally, he became physically and emotionally exhausted and prayed, asking God to forgive him and to help him. A few months after this, that sister died of cancer. His last memory of her was a look of peacefulness and a cheeky little grin. Right then, he knew she was with her maker. Alan, however, was filled with hopelessness and felt alone. He went to a Salvo's family store in Tamworth and became a volunteer. What he heard and saw made him curious. Each day, Brenda started the day with prayer, and he was always close enough to listen. He noticed something else different, the songs she would sing and the way she spoke. So he began going to the Sunday services where Brenda went. Once he was there, he realized that this was what he needed for his depression. Then, another health scare. He had surgery to remove cancer from his lung and was placed in an induced coma for a week. Doctors didn't hold much hope for his survival. While he was in a coma, he experienced something. He thought he was being attacked by what he believed were Satan's minions, crawling and slithering towards him. As he tried to keep them off him, he was calling out for God to save him from them. A vision appeared in white, and a hand came down and brushed them all aside. He reached out with his hand towards the vision and heard two words, "Not yet." And then the vision was gone. Today, Alan says he has given his life to God in a real way, and how he has grown in his faith and has no doubts when he says there is a God, and he, Alan, is living proof. I'm Aaron Wright.
You're listening to Light and Life from the Salvos. Maris is on the way to help us find ways to stick at our marriage when we feel like giving up.
Talk back matters.
Lee is a caseworker dedicated to helping women in distress, which is what she used to be until she found real freedom. Lee shares her story.
I grew up in a home where alcoholism was, severe in my family, which brought a lot of turmoil and domestic violence into our home. So I actually grew up thinking that lifestyle was quite normal. And I then went on and chose my own relationships to that same kind of level, because nobody actually had told me that my life could be different. So, I went through my own quite severe domestic violence issues. I had my own issues around drinking as well too.
In what way?
Well, it was...